Jason Cans, it's your favorite month of the year. Good morning.
October, here we are. Mm-hmm. It is time. And a nice, cool morning. So, yeah, it's perfect.
Best
month of the year.
I've already warned people, you're going to try to talk about it the best month of the year. We know June is, but still.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a difference of opinion. I mean, only one of those is correct, but, we'll continue to talk it out, I assume.
So, let's see. When the previous debate of the presidential candidates took place, our question of the day was, does pineapple belong on pizza? Today, sure. With the vice presidential candidates debating, it seems to me it should be, who's the best second banana? And, I mean, Is it Robin? Is it Tonto? Is it Pepper? Is it Mustard? What's the best second banana? What's your favorite second banana?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. George Costanza?
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
So I want to post this on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page and think of the best way to say it. Should I ask, what's your favorite or who's the best? What's the best second banana?
Probably... who's your favorite or what's the best? I don't know. I mean, either way, you're going to get good responses, I would think.
Yeah, something like that, or mix it both together. So,
yeah.
I think I'm, as a Batman and Robin fan, I think, and then my kids have dug into it and found out there's different Robins, in the whole Batman lore. So,
sure.
Jimmy Carter, 100 today.
100 years old. Amazing. Yeah, I think months ago I wasn't expecting him to make it long, and here he is, still hanging on. So,
and differing opinions on his presidency. I mean, certainly there were difficulties and challenges. I mean, domestically and internationally. But I mean, there's not been a better former president than Jimmy Carter.
Right. Yeah. His post presidential legacy is unparalleled.
Yeah.
I mean, he certainly had a long time at it, but just a consistently good character after that.
Habitat for Humanity work. Yep. I mean, his marriage to Rosalind, he embodies peace. When you think about who's a Christian, I mean, and the fruit of the Spirit and so much, is just exemplary.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I had a friend of mine who said she was going to stay up till midnight just to see if she could. He made it until midnight.
Oh, my.
It was his 100th birthday. So
he's been in hospice for a year and a half. So
yes, it's been a long time.
Yeah, remember that? I mean, it seemed like a couple years ago we thought we were going to lose him.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Sarah Stokes, the former WEAI2 TV anchor, and she's gotten into business, and her husband have had a lot of success. But, on social media, I know you and I, big fans, because, I mean, she continued, and even yesterday, you've shared here in the last 45 minutes a video post that she made.
Yeah, so she talked about just the importance of love, which is a message she continues that she beats that drum over and over. She and I have communicated about that a little bit and just how hard it seems to be in a world like it is today and just needing to continually come back to that message of becoming people of love, seeking to be peaceful in the world around us. And, in this video post, it was, it's love, it's love, it's love.
Right.
I mean, she keeps coming back to that.
But she's honest in the beginning. She doesn't specify those headlines, but she says, hey, I was a former news person. I used to have to put together a half an hour to summarize the news, and we got 30 seconds of pandas maybe at the end, which was really
funny. I thought that was a great line.
That was a great line. Yeah. And so I just appreciate those thoughts, too. And she was just like, choose love. And I thought, you know what? That's what we try to do, champion, in this 5 minutes here. So.
For sure. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to get to the scripture, but I got to ask you, because I was asked yesterday for this segment they did on me. It was like they did a staff profile and shared it on social media, but they said, what's your favorite food? And I said, spicy beef and bean burritos. But here's the thing. I'm like, is your favorite food the one you eat most often? Because I'll have that for breakfast with an egg or for lunch, too, and it just checks a box. I don't have to worry. Or is it what you would enjoy? Like, I mean, lobster and steak is pretty good, too. I mean, that's better, but I just don't have it as often.
Yeah, again, I think that's a really good question. I think it's the thing that you would really enjoy eating, even if you don't eat it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it'd probably be coconut cake. But I'm not going to eat that every day.
Yeah.
But if it was the thing that I ate most often, it would be oatmeal or pizza, both of which I love.
But. So maybe I misanswered the question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I probably did.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe you're overthinking it.
I overthink a lot of things. I think you do, too.
I do, indeed. Yes.
All right. I feel like we kind of ran out of time on the scripture, okay. But I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. We had a good conversation.
Let's just say something kind of a summary about Acts 9. I mean, brace yourself. Paul's about to... tomorrow we'll for sure do Acts 9, 3 through 7. And this is going to be the dramatic conversion of Paul, right?
The dramatic... And it is a dramatic conversion.
It is.
And, you know, if you haven't read this story, it's definitely worth digging into.
All right. So read it today and be ready for tomorrow. Thank you, friend. There we go, our buddy Jason Kanz. We had a lot to cover this morning. Well, happy October, Caleb.
Yes, it is October Connect Month, of course, here at WWIB. And we love hearing from you how this station is part of your life. We even have a question out on our WWIB Radio Facebook page right now. How long have you listened to WWIB? And man, the roll call there is very interesting. Some people have listened from the beginning. Some people have listened for just a short while. Others for decades. I mean, it's all across the map, and we love hearing that.
Yeah, that is really cool. So we like to talk about the special events for each and every month as soon as we can, and early in October. So here we go. October, this 10th month of the year, is Adopt a Shelter Animal Month.
All right. October is also Billiard Awareness Month. I don't know what awareness needs to be raised, but I guess that billiards and billiards and pool are different, right?
They're like,
I think.
Hey, don't forget over here. Yeah, Class Reunion Month.
It is also Eat Better, Eat Together Month. That's a good thing.
It is Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month.
All right, there you go. Cracker Barrel maybe has something to do with that. It is Celebrate Sun-Dried Tomatoes Month in October.
It's Go Nuts Over Texas Peanuts Month.
It is also Halloween Safety Month in October.
Uh-huh. And National Book Month.
There you go. National Chili Month. Yes, please.
That sounds good. National Cookie Month.
Now, I think this is interesting that this follows up after National Cookie Month. It is also National Dental Hygiene Month in October.
It is National Pajama Month.
It is National Popcorn Poppin' Month.
And National Roller Skating Month.
We already mentioned that it's Eat Country Ham Month, but that was Go Hog Wild Eat Country Ham Month. This is just straight up Eat Country Ham Month in October.
Man, the ham folks getting their word in here before turkey takes over in November. It's National Seafood Month.
It is also Frozen Food Month in October.
I don't know if Popeye has something to do with this, but it is Spinach Lovers Month.
And right after that, it is Vegetarian Awareness Month as well in October.
And you better be prepared for zombies because it's Zombie Preparedness Month.
Some of the things that you can celebrate and commemorate here during the month of October. And again, it is October Connect Month here at the station where we love hearing from you. Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Our first Tuesday trivia of quarter four of the year.
That's
We're into
right.
October.
Yeah, October Connect Month.
So how about this for a prize this morning? How about a free Chick-fil-A sandwich courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire? You can choose the classic Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, a grilled chicken sandwich, or a spicy chicken sandwich. We've got a free sandwich card courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire for you if you can call in at 715-723-2555 and solve our question. Maybe, Alvo, maybe we'll have a Tuesday trivia that gets solved on a Tuesday. You never know.
That would be nice.
So here's the question without further ado. 14% of people say we like eating these. 14% of us say we like eating what? 715-723-2555. Again, 14% of people say they like eating these. 14% of us say we like eating what?
Okay,
what
so
is it?
That's not a huge number. But
it's not.
What might the item be? 715-723-2555. Who's going to be our brave, courageous lead caller? No special prize other than you get your first chance to win that delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich.
14% of people, 14% of us say we like eating what? Like eating these. What is it?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hi, Tammy.
Is it black licorice?
I have said before, my mother-in-law likes black licorice. And you're right. It's probably not over 50% who do. Could that be it? Sorry, Tammy.
Good guess. At some point, we got to make Tammy a winner here because Tammy is one of our most faithful Tuesday trivia participants. Great to hear from Wausau.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Jump River.
Hi, Evelyn.
What do you think?
Well, she kind of almost sort of just stole my guess, but mushrooms.
Is it mushrooms?
I'm in that 14% if that's the answer. Sorry.
Not black licorice, not mushrooms. 14% of us, 14% of people say they like eating these. What could it be?
Could be a lot of different things. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Bob from Rice Lake.
Hey, Bob.
What do you think?
How about beets?
Beets?
Oh, boy, those are I'm not a fan.
The thing is, I believe we have disc beats before on this show, and then people rise to the defense of beats.
Yeah, and they're good for you.
True.
They're
true.
You know, as is everything that doesn't taste good is good for you. All right, could that be it? It's not it. But, Bob, I'm wearing the Jackson Churio Brewers T-shirt you got me because they're going to win tonight, right?
Absolutely.
All right, there we go. Let's keep it going here.
Hopefully Bob's right about that, even though he was wrong on the trivia question. Call back, Bob.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, we got somebody. Hello, hello. This is your big moment.
How about prunes?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Deb. I am calling from Stanley.
All right, Deb and Stanley. And prunes. Yeah.
Prunes. Is it prunes? 14% of people say, yeah, I like eating prunes. Is it prunes? Deb from Stanley?
I do like prunes. Is that it? It's not it.
I like prunes as well. Tasty.
They get a bad knock. I don't know. They're good for you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Yeah. Tammy, you're back.
What do you think?
We're cheering for you, girl.
Liver and onions.
Oh, yeah.
Liver and onions.
That is an acquired taste for sure, and that's not it.
14% of us say we like eating what? 14% of people say they like eating these.
Good question, Caleb. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jeannie from Fall Creek.
Hey, Jeannie.
What do you think, Jeannie?
I'm going to say the turkey giblets.
Turkey giblets.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Do you eat that, Jeannie?
No.
Okay. No. Well, maybe you do 14%. That's not it. So.
Thank you, Jeannie. 715-723-2555. As always, hearing from all across Western and Central Wisconsin. And we love it here on Tuesday Trivia. A Chick-fil-A card up for grabs here. You can have a free sandwich, the original, the spicy, or the grilled chicken sandwich. Your choice.
Calls it temporarily dried up, but I think it's Tammy in Wausau again. Hi.
It is. I'm going to go with candy corn.
Candy corn.
Tammy, a trifecta in one segment. Could she pull it off here? It's not it.
I have to publicly admit, I may have spoken ill of candy corn, but my wife grabbed some the other day from the store because Cooper wanted some, and I tried it and realized this isn't half bad.
No.
I don't know that I would pay money for it, but which I guess technically we did.
Well, that's what I say. The big challenge in life is free sugar. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Although if your wife paid for it. What's your guess?
My name is Tammy from Elk Mound,
and
my guess is olives.
Olives.
Thank you for following procedure, by the way, as I was skipping over that. Olives, yes. That's not it.
Not olives, but good to hear from our second Tammy of the morning from Wausau and Elk Mound.
Three more. That's it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It is Keith from Eau Claire.
All right, Keith, what do you think?
About artichokes.
Artichokes.
Getting creative on
us here. Make some good dip.
Could that be what 14% say they eat? No.
14% of us say we like eating what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike. Good to hear from you, buddy.
I'm going to say Brussels sprouts.
Ooh, Brussels sprouts.
That's a great guess.
Welcome back to Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, WWIB. We love hearing from you all throughout October Connect Month. Here's one of the ways we hear from you, and that's getting your calls at 715-723-2555, putting you on the air and giving you a chance to win a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, again, courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire by the Oakwood Mall. And you can choose. You can go with the spicy chicken sandwich, the original, or the grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. If you're the first one to answer this correctly, 715-723-2555. 14% of people say they like eating these. 14% of us say we like eating what? 14%. 14% of people say they like eating these. 715-723-2555. Give us a jingle here in the WIB Wake Up Show for Tuesday Trivia.
As a guy who struggles with ADHD, I'm totally tempted to bring up a food subject that we discussed in the best 5 minutes of the day early this morning pertaining to Sam's social media question he asked me yesterday. But I'll save it. I'll save it because we want to go and find out. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul. Good to hear from you.
What do you think?
Yeah, I've been out of the area. Sorry, guys. I'm thinking it's jalapenos.
Ooh. Is it jalapenos? Oh.
That's a great guess.
Yeah.
That is. Do you like them? Do you like them, Paul?
I do.
Okay. All right. He likes the spicy. That's not it, though. Sorry.
Thank you, Paul. 14% of people say they like eating what? Like eating these. 715-723-2555.
Paul's going to join me live in the 6 o'clock hour 1 week from tomorrow for Partner Pledge Day, sharing, unpacking his testimony. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Do not miss that.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue to take the calls because after Paul, nobody's in line. 715-723-2555. What's the question again?
The question is this. 14% of people say they like eating these.
What are some of the answers we've had?
So, black licorice, mushrooms, beets, prunes, liver and onions, turkey giblets, candy corn, olives, artichokes, Brussels sprouts, fingernails, and jalapenos have all been guessed incorrectly so far. Again, a free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire, is on the line.
Mm. All right. That's quite a collection. That's just rattled right up there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's me again. I figured no one else.
Yeah, why not?
Go for it.
You know, there's only one other thing that's horrible to eat, and that would be sardines.
Oh,
sardines.
Yeah.
Is it 14% of people say, no, I actually like eating sardines?
You know, I'm not going to give you a wrong buzzer twice in a row, but that's not it.
Thank you, Paul. 715-723-2555. Does anyone other than Paul want a chance to win a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich this morning? Give us a call. 14% of people say they like eating what? Like eating these. 14%. So again, not a high percentage. It's 14%. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
I think we have somebody other than Paul. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Angie, and I'm calling from Glenflora.
All right, Angie and Glenflora, what do you think? What's your guess? We lost her.
Man, she nailed the name and city part.
She sure did.
Are you still there, Angie?
What's your guess?
I guess lima beans.
Lima beans.
That broke through. Lima beans, yeah. Did not like those, and probably still not a big fan. That's not it.
Thank you, though, Angie. Good to hear from Glenflora. 14% of people say they like eating these. Like eating what? Just 14% of people. What is it?
Call's starting to pop now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Travis from Eau Claire.
Hey, Travis.
What do you think?
Hi there. How about lutefisk?
Lutefisk.
That's a good guess, right? Yeah, that's a fantastic guess. Mm. Unfortunately, isn't it, though?
Havel, what if we had a buffet of all these things that have been guessed?
No, when you rattled it all off, and when you said fingernails, I'm like, is this like the Addams Family, or what's going on here? 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And it would help if I push this button. All right.
I need the candy corn on this buffet.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is PCD John calling from Ladysmith.
All right, John, what do you think?
I'm doing a guess. Pig's feet.
Pickled pig's feet, I think
pig's
I'm hearing.
Feet. Yeah, I think I heard your wife adding that they got to be the pickled pig's feet. Is it pickled pig's feet?
It's not.
But thank you for adding that to the buffet of no thanks.
Yeah. All right, this is going to be our last guess here, and then we'll slip in a tune before the weather. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
What do you think, Linda?
Brussels sprouts.
That's actually been guessed.
Yeah, that was guessed.
You could have a quick bonus guess if you can think on your feet.
Head cheese.
Say that again.
Head cheese.
Head cheese.
Just kind of a, is that...
Okay. Is that what we're looking for?
That is not what we're looking for. Sorry about
that. But very quick thinking, Linda.
Yeah. All right. That is going to do it for this go-around. We'll try it again after 8:45.
Well, let's give this a shot here on WWIB Tuesday Trivia as we try again to give away this Chick-fil-A sandwich card courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. You can choose the original chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, or the grilled chicken sandwich if you're able to correctly solve our trivia question at 715-723-2555. We've had a lot of great guesses, but have not had this figured out yet. 14% of people say they like eating what? 14% of us say we like eating these. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
All right, to the phones we go. My guess is I think this is Paul and Willard. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Recognize it. All right. What do you think, Paul?
Let's try Brussels sprouts.
That's been guessed.
That's actually been a pretty popular guess so far, but think on your feet, Paul. What do you got for a bonus guess here for us?
Backup plan is lima beans.
That's actually been guessed as well, too, but you can call us back. 715-723-2555. 14% of people say they like eating what? Like eating these.
People are kind of stumped. You know, I wonder if we can just sort of gently just give them a little bit more on this, do you think?
See, I mean, again, I don't know. I mean, 14% of people admit to eating these. You know, it's maybe not something that you would typically think of as food, right. I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is food related, but
sure.
I don't know.
It's for sure food related, but yeah. Okay, good enough. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And
frog legs?
Oh, frog legs.
Frog legs.
I think that's Polygon, right?
Yeah, that hasn't been guessed yet. Is it frog legs? 14% of people say, yeah, I'll admit to eating frog legs.
It's not it. Thanks.
All right, 715-723-2555 for this Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Fall Creek.
Okay, Fall Creek, what's your name?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal, what do you think?
Cucumbers?
Cucumbers. I would actually kind of hope that more than 14% of people like cucumbers, but to each his or her own, I very much enjoy them.
They're certainly good. That's not it, though.
Thank you.
Good for
good
you.
To hear from Fall Creek. 14% of people say they like eating these.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Darcy from Bloomer.
Hi, Darcy. First time hearing from you today. What do you think?
Has insects been guessed?
No, it actually hasn't.
I know at different points the United Nations has encouraged that. Is that what we're looking for? It's not.
Thank you, Marcy. Yeah, good protein in insects. A lot of parts of the world, people eat those.
As summer winds down, maybe thinking eating insects. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
You're going to think this is weird, but I have actually done this. So dandelions?
Dandelions.
I think I've
14%
heard
of people eating dandelions.
Have I heard of like dandelion soup before? Could that be it? That's not it either.
Thank you, Linda. 14% of people admit to eating these or say they like eating these. Mm-hmm. What is it?
People are getting very creative. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Jan, what do you think?
Asparagus.
That actually hasn't been guessed, I don't think,
yet. That hasn't. But no, I like asparagus. I'll tell you, that get some butter on that. Oh, it's good.
Very good.
Not it, though. So, thanks.
No.
All right, three more. Three more guesses. Otherwise, it goes to Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Paul again.
All right, Paul, last guess for you today.
Let's go escargot, snails.
Snails.
Okay,
yeah,
snails.
Very creative. Could that be what we're looking for? It's not, sorry. Two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from
All right, Linda, last guess for you today.
My neighbor actually showed me these on my yard, and I actually cooked one this year. A puff mushroom.
A puff mushroom. Huh. Okay. Huh.
I like mushrooms. I don't know if it had a puff mushroom. That is not what we're looking for.
For a free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire, 14% of people say they like eating what? Last guess here.
If you want to put a puff mushroom on yours, you can. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori Peterson, anchovies.
Anchovies. All right, yeah. We have had a lot of guesses. I don't think anchovies yet, though, right?
So no. And right, where are you calling from, Lori? I missed that.
Turtle Lake.
From Turtle Lake. I was going to say, I thought it might be a new voice, new caller here. Lori from Turtle Lake, is it anchovies?
The last guess of the day. It's not it.
Ah, good to hear from Turtle Lake. Good to hear from all over Western and Central Wisconsin. But, Tuesday trivia yet again. Not able to solve it on a Tuesday, so win it Wednesday, and hopefully you get a winner tomorrow.
Remember, we get started early, just after 7:15 tomorrow morning here. October Connect Month continuing all month long.